This is Susan Hidalgo Smith for Conversations in Medicine. The holidays are upon us, and many of us will be doing a lot of eating and drinking. Dr. Leon Kraft is our guest today. He is an interventional cardiologist with the Cardiovascular Institute of the South. So, Dr. Kraft, may we have your permission to splurge on our favorites during the holidays?
Yes, you do. But don't abandon healthy habits. Splurge on your favorites, but try not to make it a regular routine. Many of my patients go off their diet November 1st, and they don't go back on until after January 1st.
Well, they are. What about the alcohol consumption? Or do you still have some that you have to warn about this?
Yes. Well, drinking in excess can be harmful to your heart and can increase stress. The American Heart Association recommends no more than 2 ounces of 80-proof whiskey a day, or the equivalent 9 ounces of wine or less, or 12 ounces of regular beer or less. And that consumption is considered moderate and not harmful.
Drinking in excess, it can be harmful to your heart, and it can increase stress. So what you were describing, the levels that you were describing, that's in moderation.
That's in moderation.
Do you see patients that are not moderate, shall we say, with their drinking?
Yes.
And do you have trouble convincing them of the harm they're doing to themselves?
Well, we don't take that problem singly. We take it as a holistic approach, and it means that there are some other things out of balance with them. They may not be exercising enough. They may not be getting enough rest, so they may be sleep-deprived. And some people relieve stress by going to alcohol when it should be more exercise and restful sleep.
So sleep and exercise, they're your recommendation during the holidays.
Yes.
As well as moderation, continuing the moderation on intake, whether it's liquor or food or what have you, candy.
Yes.
Put your health first, not food, drink, presents, or smoking. You haven't discussed smoking as regards your patients.
Absolutely. And we give them information about smoking and what the real problem is. The tobacco companies put over 200 chemicals in the tobacco to make people chemically addicted. So they must wash out those residues from their house, their clothing, and even smoking outside in the carport, porch, or patio. That's not good enough because that 200 chemical residue makes them crave the smoking. So they have to smoke out in the yard and hose down the carport, porch, or patio to get those 200 chemicals out of their environment.
So that means they also delay a visit to you or another practitioner seeking medical care, because they don't want the medicine you're going to tell them about.
That is correct. Just today, I had a patient who had surgery early in the year, and the son wanted to delay coming to see me until he had stopped smoking. So I just took the opportunity right then, even though he wasn't registered, to go through the Stop Smoking program. It's a Loma Linda Stop Smoking program, which is a Seventh-day Adventist medical school in San Diego.
I'm a patient. I'm coming to your office. Here are my complaints: chest pain, discomfort in one or both arms, the back, the neck, the jaw, the stomach. Do you listen very carefully, or have I not listened very carefully to what you said to me when I came in before? Because I don't want to hear the bad news about dying.
Some of those symptoms may have been present for some time prior to the visit, and you may have mentioned them before. But if you come in and you have any of those symptoms, we need to address them, measure your pulse oximetry, your oxygen level, get an EKG possibly, but even more so, get a stress test of one type or other, either stress echo or nuclear stress test, because women's symptoms and presentations of heart disease are different than men. A typical presentation for a man is exertional chest pain. When he stops and rests, it goes away. But a woman may just have fatigue or tiredness or just not wanting to do the usual things that they do. We have to be very sensitive to that and evaluate that patient completely.
Know your numbers. I guess we're talking about cholesterol, right, and blood pressure. Is that very important?
Yes, it's very important. I tease my patients sometimes. I ask them, well, what's your telephone number? And they tell me the phone number. And I said, what's your cholesterol number? He says, I don't know. I said, your cholesterol number is more important because you never call yourself. So you need to know what the value of the cholesterol is to be safe.
Thanks, Dr. Kraft. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole, editor for Conversations in Medicine.